Good morning and welcome to the Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker. I'm so excited today. We have a very special guest. We have a National Vice President in Qualification, Melissa Walker, and she is really, her business is on fire. She was an area manager for 4 or 5 years and just decided, and in the last year has just, her business has soared to National Vice President in Qualification. So, Melissa, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Linda. I am so super excited. I wanted to talk today, my tip for all of you guys, is really kind of finding your, I guess let's call it office, and being very disciplined to work your business. This is an extremely busy time of the year. Chaos is likely to be around you. Whether it's good or bad chaos, it doesn't really matter. A lot is usually going on around you. So you need to find your space, your workspace, that is. Maybe that's a room in your home. But be careful, because I'm not sure if this is just me or if anyone else can relate to this. Sometimes, like, we get enough courage. We build up enough courage that today is going to be the day I'm going to make my calls. And then, you know, if your space is, let's say, your kitchen, maybe the TV's on and your ears or your eyes catch, I don't know, a glimpse of what's going on TV, so it distracts you for 2 or 3 minutes, or maybe even the whole show, 30 minutes, or maybe if you're in the kitchen and the refrigerator's there and it's calling your name to grab a drink before you make the calls, or maybe grab a bite to eat before you make your calls. Or maybe your space is your bedroom, and then there's a TV in there, and the same thing happens. Something catches your eyes or your ears. Or maybe your bed's in there, and you're thinking, well, let me take a quick cat nap before I make my calls. Or maybe your space is your office, like it is for me. And then there's bills in the office. And you guys, what's funny is the bills are not even on my desk. They're actually in a drawer. I don't even see them. But for some reason, when I step into my office to go to work and I sit down, I can feel my bills in that drawer. I feel them. And I think, oh, well, maybe I can pay some bills before I make my calls. Or there's memos around me or cards or pictures. And then I sit here and I start to reminisce. Don't get me wrong, there's pictures and things like that hanging up that I do daydream about, but sitting here just dreaming about them with no action is not going to make it become reality. So what I am saying is you need to be disciplined to work and get your work done in your workspace. So here's my tip. Become alert, aware, and honest with yourself. Is your space allowing you to be disciplined or distracted? Here's what I do. There are times that I will work from my home office, and when my husband takes the kids out, it's nice and quiet. I choose to buckle down, be disciplined, and work on the days or hours that I schedule myself to work my business. Aha! Schedule myself? Yes. You don't want to be saying things like, let's see how the day goes, and then maybe tonight I'll make some of my calls, because the day's going to get away from you. You want to be very disciplined to schedule yourself. When are you going to work? I do my schedule a week at a time. In other words, I like to fill up a week before I start filling up the following week. I know what days and what hours I need to show up to work my business each week. Here's the thing. You also want to get up and get dressed like you are going to work. You know, one time my sister had called me around 9 a.m. in the morning, and I answered the phone, and she asked me what I was doing, and I said, I'm getting dressed and putting on my makeup. She goes, oh, all right, what do you have, something to do? I said, I'm going to work. She goes, oh, you're going to work? What, do you have an appointment? I said, no, I'm actually going downstairs to my office. She goes, what are you getting dressed and putting on your makeup for if you're just going downstairs in your house? And you know what's funny is that I realized for me that when I stayed in my pajamas, and don't get me wrong, it's not like I didn't work, but I worked at half the pace than I work when I'm dressed for work and I show up. And I'm speaking from experience. So So now, guys, remember when I said if it's quiet, I work from my home office, and if it's not, I actually leave my house. I go to Wegmans, which is like about 30 minutes away from my house, and I remember when my husband said to me the very first time, I said I was leaving because I can't focus or concentrate here with all the noise going on. And he said to me, what's the point of calling it a home-based business if you can't even work from home? Wow, I do love him dearly. Let me get that straight. But did that comment hurt a little bit? Yes. He doesn't know this, but did it almost make me stop from leaving and going? Yes, for about 30 seconds I thought, oh, he's right. You know, and then I thought, the choice I had to make wasn't really about my husband. It wasn't really about whether I was going to be home or not. It was about the pain of being disciplined to actually work my business or the pain of regret for not being disciplined to work my business. So I said to him, sorry, babe, I know you don't get it now, but you will. And now, today, he always tries to kick me out of the house. Aren't you going to Wegmans to work today? So how about you? What are you willing to do to be disciplined in your business? How bad do you want it? Now, you know when you are working, right? Because you want to be sure that you have a schedule, which should be filled up with group presentations, individual appointments for products and or the opportunity, and then whatever is not filled, the rest of that time, you are calling and reaching out to your contact list. You know where you are working. This should be a space that will allow you to be completely disciplined to get your work done. I am not saying you have to leave your house. What I am saying is to be sure it is allowing you the opportunity to work very focused and determined so you can be disciplined rather than distracted. I have sat in my car in the garage before too. I just prefer Wegmans. So here is what I suggest what you should have with you. First is all of your contacts. All of them, for follow-ups or maybe any new prospects. Obviously, your phone. Most times, I do not bring my laptop. A few times I did, but most of the times I do not, because this becomes a distraction for me. I end up checking my emails or sending emails or quickly glancing on Facebook. I can do this when I am home and not when I'm scheduled to be working. Obviously, also have your calendar with you to set up those appointments. Now, the other thing that I love that I do is I bring a separate plain spiral notebook, and I love this part because as soon as I sit down and I am ready to get started, I write the day, the date, and my start time, and then I quickly just jot down the names of each person that I called and I reached out to. No details here. It's just simply a list. This actually helps me because at the end of the month, I'm able to take a quick glance to see if I called enough people, and I can say that I gave it everything I had that month, or just the total opposite, recognizing that I didn't contact enough people, or not calling the same people over and over again, or just the total opposite of that, thinking that we've called people when in reality we never dialed their number. And when I'm done, I put the time that I clock out, right? I go back to the top and I write my clock out time. This journal is simply a quick glance for me. It's a quick list. All my follow-up information remains in my system. I use my calendar. You may use an index box. You may use a binder or a file folder. Whatever it is, keep your system together. This just keeps it real for me, my little spiral notebook. And as far as the calls go, following up If I had to pick just one tip as far as this part goes, following up is one of my favorite things to do. And, of course, I've had to groan to love it. It wasn't that way from the beginning. But one of the questions I get the most is, what to say to someone if it's been a long time ago since we last spoke to them? So I kind of wanted to just give you an example of something maybe I would say. So here's the example. If I called up Linda and I said, "Hi, Linda, this is Melissa Walker with Arbonne. I know it's been a while. Did I catch you at a good time?" And you know what? Honestly, they almost always say no. So here's how I finish this up. I'll say, "Okay, I totally respect that. I just want to say very quickly, the reason I called you is because Arbonne just launched our free family vacation that we can earn for next year, and you were on the top of my list. Please take this as a compliment that I kept your name. I look for high-caliber people like yourself for my business, and I would love to give you some more information." And then at this point, I will go from there. Either I can schedule a better time to call them back, or sometimes I can even end up scheduling an appointment to meet with them. So that's a little bit of verbiage there. I also wanted to share really quick when I'm out and about a prospecting tip. So, for example, if someone is an employee at a place, because right now there's a lot of seasonal help out there these people are going to lose their jobs. They're usually temporary help. So, for example, if I'm going up to someone, I will say something like, "Oh, how long have you been working here?" and let them answer. And then I'll say, if it's been a while or whatever it is, I'll say, "Oh, you must love what you do." Or, again, if they're temporary help, maybe I'll change that a little bit. But here they usually tell you what they don't like, right? What they don't like about what they're doing. So then I'll say, and this is my favorite line, is, "Do you keep your options open?" That's worked in every aspect. In fact, I have an OB appointment with my doctor tomorrow, and this was the phrase I said to even her. So it works all the time. Do you keep your options open? And then most times I'll end with, "I respect that you're working. I'll tell you what, can I just grab your name and number real quick, and I'll give you a ring, and then I can give you some more information so that way you don't get in trouble while you're here at work." You know, just something really simple. Now, you guys, I love this time of the year, especially December, for two reasons. Number one, I was sponsored into Arbonne. I signed on to build my Arbonne business December 16th. The second reason is my first RVP was born on December 31st. So this clearly tells you two things. You can sponsor business partners if you stay disciplined to working your business during this time. And you can also get into qualification for the next level of management or even promote if you're already in qualification if you are willing to do what it takes. You are being given the tips or the tools to help make you stronger where you have been maybe weak, to help you feel victory instead of defeat, and to help you be positive instead of negative, to help you see the light when sometimes it seems so dark around us, and to help you be courageous where you have been afraid. Be disciplined enough to work your business in the midst of everything that's going on around you, because it will all be worth it in the end. Thank you so much, Linda, for giving me this opportunity to help share for a tip of the day.
Oh, Melissa, that was awesome. I know everyone loves the little verbiage tips, just those quick little things that you say. Those are powerful and helps all of us. So you guys, take this tip, put it into practice as you're out and about this season. Melissa, thank you so much. And everyone listening, don't forget to make someone's day. Thanks so much.